There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5, and it is Midday Mobile, hour number two on this Wednesday. Glad to have you here, live local talk. And we continue with our Get to Know the Candidate series, although this is one of those names you probably already know. Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl joining us. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, Sean. Thank you for having me.
Hey, thanks for being here. And we'll, of course, be talking with you tomorrow night during the AL1 Congressional Debate live from the J.C. Davis Auditorium.
And I also wanted to thank you. I know you were the spearhead that set this the debate up, and I appreciate it. It'll help all the candidates get their message out a little better.
Tell me that Friday. Right now, I'm just...
No, I'm okay.
I mean, these pages over here, I'm trying to work through. Like, I had to do math. You know, I didn't think it'd be math on, you know, I figure, okay, well, number of questions, number of minutes, here's how we have to, how many questions we can have.
And just give me the list of the questions.
That's
and
right.
I'll tell you which ones.
Right. They're somewhere over here, but I got them turned over. Listen, a lot to talk about, of course, as you have been very, it seems no different to me. I'll say this as a compliment. It seems no different to me the amount of places I see you now when you're running for Congress is when I saw you when you're a county commissioner as well. I mean, you're kind of an everywhere kind of guy, Jerry.
Everybody calls me a retail politician.
I think that's a compliment, Jerry.
I do, but that's been my whole focus for the last 7 years. If I'm not with the people and listening to the people and the real problems, boots on the ground is just my – that's just who I am. I always refer to myself as a trench lieutenant. I'm great in the battlefield. Don't put me on the hill calling the shots, but, you know, because I spend time with the people.
Right.
And I enjoy that. That's where I actually learn.
Well, and let's talk about your evolution at this point to being here as through the county commission and running for AL1. You talk about it in your ads. You've talked about it before with us. Your background is in business.
Right, business. And that's what I brought to the county commission. That was my whole focus was unemployment. If you go back and check the numbers, my whole focus was unemployment. And I ran on a campaign of I was going to focus on unemployment. That was 13.5% at that time, and it's down to below 3% now. Now, I'd love to tell you I'm responsible
for
the reduction of that, all of it. We know that's not true, but I've worked very hard. I've worked very hard on the Airbus, Amazon, Walmart. I mean, I can go
think about
through
the times you've been on the show talking about all three of those.
Yeah, and you know that's part of me that I could never do without, and that's some of the things I want to take to Washington. You know, jobs here are great right now. Our unemployment rate's real good right now. But what's going to happen when the economy always goes in a swing?
That is correct.
And at some point, place in time, we're going to hit a recession. How are we going to be? How are we going to be prepared for that?
Okay. Well, hey, give me just a taste of that. So, what do you do? Because I agree with you. I mean, just look at the stats. I think all of us will look. Economies come and go. You have peaks and valleys. How do you do something when you're at a peak to make sure the valley's not so deep when you do enter it?
You spread it out. You increase the odds. You spread it out where you're not taking a direct hit. For example, if we lost Austell, we'd lose 4,500 jobs today, to give you some idea. So we've got to focus on those 4,500 jobs. Where else can we put those people should something happen? Now, nothing's going to happen to Austell. Congressman Burns done an incredible job,
right.
and I hope to get on the Armed Service Committee also.
I was going
to
ask you that.
And do the same thing, but from a business standpoint, you've just got to keep spreading yourself around. part-time jobs. You know, the Amazon, everybody cackled at me about the Amazon. They said, why do we need part-time jobs? I said, we got four major colleges here, and we have retired people that need that would like to make some extra income. It's perfect for that mm-hmm. little niche. So we can do that. Now, Washington is a unique place. Obviously, it's where all the money's at. So all these companies that come in and look at sites, site selection groups, they're all focused out of Washington, D.C. And what I'm proposing to do as a congressman is actually make sales calls and actually go see them and give them a business card. Say, you get to looking for a 1,300-acre site or you get to looking for a 100-acre site. Give me a call. Tell me what you're looking for. I will get you set up with the business community in Brewton, or I'll get you set up with the business community in Chatham or in Mobile. You know, it's a big district. We've got a lot of geographics. And we've got to start selling this district and taking it to them instead of waiting for them to come to us.
Yeah, and you got to hustle a lot to do that because if I could check correctly, I don't know if all 435, but there's a lot of people out there probably doing the same for their district.
Well, I don't know that they're quite as active as I am. The salesman in me would force me to do that.
Right.
And I don't relax real well. Okay. But, you know, I like being around the people. I like trying to put better deals together. I love seeing people improve their lives. I've proved that through my businesses. I mean, the people that work for me have been with me for years. And I love it when I see their families grow up. It's just, you know, it's one of those things of life that most people don't get a chance to do.
Now, when you would look at this from a federal perspective, and you mentioned something, you mentioned Armed Services Committee.
Right.
There are certain committee assignments that are important for AOL. I mean, any of them would be, but there are some that are more important than others. Agreed?
I think one that's being overlooked is the Ag Committee, Agriculture.
Okay.
Because you look at the six counties that are being represented in this district, it's heavy agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's very important. That's one committee I would love to be on. As we know, once the election's over with, we'll get up there and we'll start haggling over who gets what. And hopefully we'll have some good coaches up there to help me, you know, get on the right committees. But I think the agriculture committee is a good one to get on. Small business, you know, focusing on small businesses. It's great when you can land a Walmart and 1,000 jobs, but the backbone of America was built by small businesses, 5 and 6 employees, mom and pops. That's where we've all started from, and that's the backbone. We've got to secure them.
As you take your time as a county commissioner, I'm going to set this up for you, because I've said this before we even kind of got into this place in the race. I said, it is interesting as I look at other jobs in government, other political positions, and how they ready you for something else. And I've made this argument, it's not for you, it's just by the position. I think county commissioner is a good one.
I deal with most everything on a federal level, a state level, county level, and cities. I deal with the mayor's hands-on. I deal, obviously, with the different county commissioners, Mobile County and Baldwin County. I'm dealing with the state officials as well as the federal officials. So if it's not grants, it's infrastructure. If it's not infrastructure, it's something health care related. You know, I sit on the health department board, for example. The port, I sit on the port authority board. You know, so I've got exposure that these other candidates just don't have. They don't have, I don't know if experience is the right word, but they don't have exposure like I do. I mean, I'm just boots on the ground. I understand where things are broke, where they need to fix, how to fix.
All right, we'll do this. Run to the break. Come back more with Mobile County Commissioner and AL1 Republican candidate Jerry Carl. And grab some of your questions from the text line as well at 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 120 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Our continue getting to know the candidates segment here as we're getting ready for tomorrow night's debate, Republican debate AL1. We have a open seat, something that's only happened, I think we figured out, three times since 1965. So we're talking about, and actually talking, you know, a couple months ago, sadly, about the anchor of that and Jack Edwards, you know what had.
I got to talk to him before he passed away, and I went over and spent I don't know half a day with him.
Wow,
what a neat guy! Just walking around showing you pictures of things that he was involved in. I had no idea how much he worked through. Because he was a minority up there.
That's what people think. AL1, they think about how strong of a Republican district this is. That's not always been true.
George Bush and his wife were some of him, who he brought in would try to teach the ropes up there, if you can think about going back that far. But just, we've had such good statesmen in AL1. Mm-hmm. We truly have, if you look at the history. And that's what people are actually looking for, that people understand and want to work with the people. I keep calling it boots on the ground, but they're looking for somebody that's not necessarily slick or got all the right answers, but somebody that's passionate about what they're doing and the people they're serving.
As you know, you have this situation here. You have Congressman Burns stepping down, running for Senate, and leaving this open. And obviously, a lot of people realize that this is, like you said, this is a very important. Of course, it's the most important district to me, you know, and you, sure, and all of us that live here. But it's also one that I would say is outsized, not in population, because populations are the same, but outsized over other congressional districts in the state. I'd say 1 in 5 are, maybe I'm just a homer, but we're bigger.
Well, we are bigger geographically.
Yes, geographically. Well, I'm saying in the number of different kinds of, because you talked about, you're in one conversation, the appointments that would be important would be defense, it would be ag, it would be fisheries, it would be oil and petroleum, oil and gas,
It's all over the spectrum, and it's not that way in all the districts in the state. And I understand that, and you understand that too. But the biggest thing we fight for in South Alabama, and with Mobile County Commission as well as Baldwin County Commission, we all the time have to combine forces and fight for money, because most of the money is going north of Montgomery. So we are constantly fighting with the state for to get our what we consider our fair share.
All right, I want to ask this question off what you've talked about in your ads. Fred texts in here, and y'all can text your questions to 343-0106, 343-0106. Fred says, as a Christian also, I'm attracted to Jerry Carl's campaign ad, as it claims Mr. Carl is 100% pro-life. Does this mean he will fight for the unborn in fervent attempts to reverse the 1973 abortion law? Thank you, Fred.
Yes, Fred. My wife has been involved in Save a Life for a number of years. We used to make washcloths of all things for the children. I am pro-life, have been, and will continue to fight for. I love to use the example, if you go and disturb a nest of turtle eggs on the beach, you've got a federal charge against you. You're going to spend time in prison. But yet you can abort a baby. Something's wrong with that picture. So I plan on going to Washington. I will serve this District 1. I will take those values, and pro-life is certainly one of the top of the list.
All right. This one from Tim is kind of combining what I was talking about last hour. But at the beginning, Tim says, if elected, what kind of measures would you take to try to help local officials and mayors in different cities along with Mobile try to solve the urban blight in our area instead of using annexation to try to solve or help their problems?
Well,
nice dig, Tim.
I think that's a local issue. I think that from a county commission standpoint, we've dealt with it. We've started destroying some homes. If we can't get them fixed up and cleaned up, the city has started doing the same. We've had to really stretch the law to be able to allow us to do that. We're not real comfortable with it, so it may take us a full year to get someone to agree that they're going to do nothing before we take control of it and actually tear it down. It's got to be a menace. It's got to be a health issue. It's got to be a safety issue. It's got a lot of things that has to match up. And I don't know that I want the federal government coming down here telling me everything that needs to be done. I'd rather trust my local elected leaders than I had the federal.
All right, and monitor up over your shoulder here in the studio. We have the live feed of the impeachment hearings going on today, day 2 this week, day 4, I think, total. So if you were already elected, if you had gotten elected and you're already in the House of Representatives, what would you be doing? What would you be saying to people back here in AL1 about what's going on in Washington?
Quit being distracted. I think this is a big hoax. Politicians, if they don't want you to focus on what's really going on, if they don't want you to focus on what your true needs are, because they know they can't help you or they don't want to tell you that, especially at election time, they create a distraction. And this is a pure distraction and using the president as a distraction. It is a waste of taxpayers' money. It is a waste of our time. I get frustrated when I get talking about it, but I tell people, quit being distracted. Figure out what we need. Tell me what we need to fix the problems that you have here in District 1, and that's what I'm going to focus on. But do not be distracted.
How will you deal with will there be issues, and I don't know what they are, you know, in the future, but there's got to be issues that would affect AL1 one way and affect the country the other way. In other words, or even maybe a conservative or Republican approach. You have an issue in Washington that you have, you know, AL1 has one set of interest here, but the mainstream Republican is going the other way. How do you deal with that?
Well, my personal management style is I'd like to talk to people behind closed doors and express my true feelings, mm-hmm. but I do like to come out as a team. And if we can't get to that point, and that does happen in a business standpoint, then you have to make a stand. You have to represent the people that sent you there. There's dealing with the Republicans and the Democrats. I mean, you've got to represent your people. They put you up there, they can take you out. Don't ever think that they can't do it. It's an easy process. That's why we have an election.
Yeah.
So it's something that is not an easy to do, is say no, especially to Big Brother and, you know, and in a large group. But it can be done in a graceful way behind closed doors.
Yeah, and that's interesting, the how much of it the American people think goes on behind closed doors versus how much might not, versus, you know, what has come out. By the time something comes out, people say, well, they've all talked about this ahead of time. Sometimes that's true, sometimes it's not.
Well, you got to be able to communicate with the other members in the House, especially the Alabama delegation. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got to be able to communicate. You've got to be able to share ideas, because Huntsville's needs are going to be different than Mobile, and at some point, place, and time, we've got to come together and figure out what's best for the state, but for our people as a whole. And that can be done. It has to be done. That's just good government.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I've discussed in the past, even with folks who will be on the stage with you tomorrow night, is this issue of possibly losing a congressional district here in Alabama, which geographically makes one in some of the things I've seen grow in a weird gerrymandered way to even out. But the risk, I don't know that everybody's woken up to the risks of Alabama, is that's, number one, less voice. Number two, less electoral college force. But number three, less money coming into Alabama.
Well, instead of focusing on losing a district, I've been focusing on getting a 2020 count, a better count. On county commission, and the cities are also doing it, that we've got a massive push going to get people counted, and so we can have an accurate count. We've got a chance here not to lose it if we do our jobs on a local basis. If we lose it, we lose it. As much as I hate that, it's just not something I'm going to get bound up in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a congressman, I may have to run against the same people that again next time. Mm-hmm. I may have to run against some of the an elected official from Montgomery, for example.
Right, if it goes that way, yeah.
District 2. But, you know, I'm not focused on that right now. I'm going to look on the positive side. You know, what's the vision? What's the vision for District 1? Where are we going with this? I try not to use scare tactics, you know, when talking to people. You want to talk about problems? We can talk about problems. Let's talk about deficit. You know, let's talk about $22 trillion. Do you know what you can do with $22 trillion? You can stack them up. Do you know how big that is? That's 58 times around the world. That's a stack. It's 3.5 times to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you start scaring people with problems, you better give them an answer.
Well, the question, and we have just less than a minute left here, you start talking about deficit spending. Yeah, where would you be on one of these big bills that comes in front of the House to sign off on a spending bill? It's got good things in it, but it's got deficit spending.
Yeah, I don't think we have a revenue problem. I think we got a spending problem, and I think we've got to sit down and we've got to start cleaning up some of our spending. Everyone wants to jump on grants and talk about how bad grants are. I'll use an example: law enforcement on holidays. We're able to have 1.5 times the normal law enforcement because of grants. So if you pull every grant away from everybody, you're really going to hurt the people themselves. But you got to start looking at what are some of these grants going to. We can do some internal auditing, and we've got to do that.
All right. Tell folks where to go online to get more information about you.
Jerry Carlone for Congress.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you very much. And again, I appreciate your efforts.
Thank you very much for noticing. All right. Coming right back.